We're just about ready. Now, that's how relaxed it is here, Eric and Peter, Tom, chatting with each other about great songs, great songs from the folk tradition here. They have a new album that I'm excited about, and also a long legacy of great music. And it's so fortunate that we have them here today. Who are them? Them are Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, and also Tom Utes. I'm getting the hang of Tom's name here. Is here. You'll get to know all of them throughout this hour. But let's welcome to SLV. I guess is it Eric Bruce and Peter Cooper with Tom Utes or something like that?
That sounds accurate.
There we go. So you're a with.
That's right. He's a with.
Plus one.
Starring Tom
We've
Utes.
Got the ampersand and he's got the W slash.
Yeah.
But we were here. It's good to be back on the Saturday Light Brigade. We were here in 2012.
Yeah, it's been. We could have. And introducing.
That's right.
Tom
Utes. That's right.
That's right. And we apologize for everything that happened here in 2012. It was a dark time in our lives.
We're here to redeem ourselves.
Yeah, we've made our
retribution. Shoot, my memory is it was good, but yes, make your retribution here. Listener-supported radio, yes. You can make the latest retributions. Wait, that's contributions.
Oh,
here they are. We'll let you get started and we'll chat some more.
Let's do the title song from our album, CNO Canal.
Hey, 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 lock ready. Whoa, hey, hey, lock. Up from a night in a shanty saloon, he remembers the night and the boatman's tune. It's all a part of the boatman's soul as the smell of the dust of the Cumberland coal. With a three mule team, he winds his way through the Pawpaw Tunnel about midday, passing the locks through the rain and fog, his thoughts of nights at the salty dawn. Hey, 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 lock ready. Whoa, hey, hey, lock. Well, the words like a lock house covered with time live on for us in an old man's mind. Never no more on the CNO Canal line. Start. Hope still lives in the people's heart. We've a debt to pay and a promise to keep to save his way from an endless sleep. Hey, 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 lock ready. Like a lock house covered with time live on for us in an old man's mind. Never no more on the CNO Canal line. Hey, 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 love. ready. Whoa, hey, hey, luck.
Eric Brace, Pete Cooper with Tom Utes here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What a beautiful song. And this new album of yours, you've taken some real bluegrass chestnuts and applied your talent to them. Is this been something you've been thinking about doing for a while?
Yeah, it has. Peter and I both spent a good part of our formative years in the Washington, D.C. area, and we spent a lot of time, each of us, not together because we didn't know each other then, but we would go see the Seldom Seen a lot at the Birchmere.
I was just going to ask
you. Thursday night. That was sort of a common thread in our friendship when we got to know each other down in Nashville about 10, 15 years ago. And the C&O Canal was recorded by the Seldom Seen. It was written by their founding lead singer, John Starling. And it's just such a beautiful song about time gone by. And we had been talking about recording another John Starling song. He wrote All the Way to Texas. And that conversation just sort of spun into a whole, but wow, there was so much great music in Washington. And we kind of took it from there.
What a hot scene. It's hard to believe the WAMU. Which is now one of the key mouthpieces of NPR programming that's distributed throughout the country. But when you guys were there, it was probably 10 hours a day of bluegrass.
Yeah, it was extraordinary.
There's quite
Gary
a lot.
Henderson and Katie Daly,
yeah.
they spread so much music and introduced me to so much. I'm sure Peter, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember going to Lake Braddock High School and charging through the parking lot every afternoon with bluegrass fired up, windows open because the air conditioner didn't work, and WAMU on with playing the Johnson Mountain Boys at high volumes, banjos ringing through the suburbs.
So where is that high school? What community?
It's in the wild suburb of Burke, Virginia.
I had Fairfax County.
Really tough upbringing. I had to just fight and claw for everything. And
yeah, those subdivisions.
Yeah, it was rough. You didn't want to cross over the wrong side of Elk Drive.
And I went to Wilson High in D.C., which a year after me was the hotbed of punk rock when all the Discord Minor Threat kids were bubbling up. But all of my friends were into bluegrass and other things.
And you guys didn't know each other when you both lived in that
area. No, I've got 10 years on Peter, so he was just a lad when I was first going to the Birchmere.
So you both went to Nashville. It's funny, mm-hmm. I've been to the Birchmere exactly once, and I can remember every minute of it.
Oh, how great. Who did you see there?
No, I'm kidding. We saw the Seldom Seen there.
Oh, great.
But I can remember what I ate. I can remember where I sat. I mean, it's such a great club. Now, that was ages ago. I haven't been there since.
It's a wonderful place. And it, for me, it was, this is pre-interweb when you didn't have the entirety of recorded popular music at your fingertips. And so for me, it was kind of like take note of what was happening at the Birchmere and research that. The Seldom Seen was this great progressive bluegrass band, and their set list would be anything, from Graham Parsons to Eric Clapton to Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers. And I would use that as the beginning. Okay, those guys played that, and this person wrote that. It would often lead me over to Amy Lou Harris records where you could do the same thing. Nancy Griffith used to come to the Birchmere a lot, and I remember I'd get to the place 4 hours before showtime, which was 2 hours before the doors opened, so I could have my pick of seats and just sit there and listen and learn and enjoy and sometimes sneak an underage beer from Janet.
Oh, it was when I was there, the drinking age was still 18, and nobody cared. So that was definitely the first place where I ever got a pitcher of beer when the nice waitress sat me in a corner and said, shh, don't say anything. Here's a pitcher. But besides their great song list, they also just knew everybody in that world, in the sort of country rock and bluegrass and folk world. And so if people were on tour and they had a free moment on a Thursday night, they'd often drop in on the scene. And that's where I first saw Emmylou Harris and Lynn Ronstadt and Lowell George and John Hartford and Norman Blake and Tony Rice and Brian Bowers, they all sat in. They all came in and played with them. And so that was my first glimpse of all these people who formed my musical taste over the years. So this was kind of a way of us just acknowledging that world.
Yeah, and the club's still there.
Oh, yeah. It's in its third incarnation, and it's moved from kind of a, back then, smoky, sawdusty beer and peanuts kind of dive to a really world-class listening room with a great menu and lots of great beers on tap and things like that. It's really an extraordinary place.
Yeah, now you can have like bluegrass and crab cakes.
That's right. and craft beer. No, it's really, and they still do great stuff. And
it's so cool that there is a tradition. People don't think of roots music necessarily when they think of Washington, D.C. They think of, you know, superdelegates and people with tiny hands and stuff like that. But it was a place a lot of people came through, and you know, Cowboy Jack Clement came through there. There was Red Allen making great bluegrass, and there was this tradition that came along and just got passed down, and so we were trying to, I don't know if we were honoring or desecrating that tradition, but it's what informed us on this C&O Canal album.
If you're just joining us, it's really a pleasure. Today we have Peter Cooper and Eric Brace. Tom Utes is playing bass. How did you join up with these guys? Have you known them for a while?
Yeah, I've known them for quite a while. I moved to Nashville about 13 years ago, and Peter and I knew each other a little bit, but one night after a long night at Folk Alliance in Memphis, we walked back to the hotel together and kind of went like, I think I really like what you do. And Peter said, well, I like what you do too. And then took it from there and made a couple of records together and wrote a bunch of songs together and became really close friends. And well, same with Eric.
That's great. I want to be sure we got more music yet. If I'm not careful, we'll gab the whole hour away here. What would you guys like to do next?
Can we do If That's the Way You Feel?
Sure.
This is one that was written by Ralph Stanley, but we first heard it probably at the Birchmere by the Seldom Seen. The Country Gentleman cut it. Bill Harrell, a lot of Washington folk and bluegrass folks did this one. It's called If That's the Way You Feel.
I don't blame you, for I know you want him. That your love for me was never real. I could hold you, but you'd be unhappy. But it's alright if that's the way you feel. I know that I still need you and I want you with me. But it's all right if that's the way you feel. I always knew someday I would lose you. When those lies about me were revealed, it's plain to see, sweetheart, you believe them. But it's alright if that's the way you feel. I know that all right if that's the way you feel. I
That's another song from the new album, C&O Canal, done by Eric Brace and Peter Cooper, along with Tom Utes. So you're in Nashville, and I've actually not been to Nashville, and I'm not a musician, but I know lots of people that have spent lots of time in Nashville. So my impression is, you know, you've got hundreds of talented pickers, mm-hmm. songwriters, singers, yeah. Like the old song Nashville Cats, you know.
They keep coming every day.
And how do you two find each other? Because there just has to be, you know, the pool of opportunities there, it would seem to me there'd be a lot of false connections that, how do you make it?
It's a really small town in some ways. It's a true music community, and people with, you know, of like minds do tend to find each other in Nashville. We do sit around and pick together and hang out together, and it's not a, at least in our Nashville, it's not a competitive situation. You're not trying to get a step ahead. You're kind of trying to do your own thing, and if you do that, you remove yourself from competition. But Eric and I, I had heard Eric's band, Last Train Home, and really liked them and wrote about them when I was a journalist at the Tennessean newspaper. I used to write about music for a living.
What's the newspaper again?
I forget.
I think it was the internet on paper.
It was just like, you know, it was fantastic. Yeah. You could actually, it never ran out of batteries, and you could pick it up and carry it anywhere. You could read it like on the subway, even if your connection was down. It was a fantastic thing. And
they knew how to make machines to make those things.
Exactly. But I was a fan of Eric's, and then he would come down. I guess I met him when he was coming down with his band, Last Train Home, and we had a mutual friend, the kind of queen of Nashville, a woman named Ellen Pryor, who is a great connector of people, and she told us we would like each other. And Eric moved to town, I guess 2005, something like that.
Right in there. Yeah.
And he moved into the neighborhood and would come over, and we'd play Seldom Seen records together and drink red wine. And that's how we got to know each other and became fast friends.
I'm happy to hear that. You know, and as I think about it, why wouldn't it be that way? In any community of people, folks eventually find niches and friendships.
Well, he mentioned Ellen Pryor, who's an extraordinary woman who knows everybody in Nashville. And there's always those people that like to connect other people. And a couple of important ones to me in Nashville were a fella who's friends with Ellen, actually Robert Hicks, who's a best-selling New York Times author with his Widow of the South book and others, but he would hold guitar pulls, which is the phrase for, hey, why don't you come and sing a song? And he would just invite all of his songwriter friends, and there'd be 30 songwriters there. It was the first time I met a ton of people. And another was a fellow named Billy Block, who was a drummer, but who was also a DJ and a TV host, and would have had a weekly music, almost a variety show, called Billy Block's Western Beat. And that was one of the first shows I played in Nashville. And that's where I met a whole bunch more people, probably met you guys there too. And he was just, he died 2 years ago now. And he was a great, great connector in that way also. And you look for those people in any community you go to.
Yeah, it sounds like a great place to be. And that's on my on my list of places to go.
Well, come on. It is a wonderful place to be. And any night of the week, there's fantastic music there. One thing that disappoints me a little bit about it, and I think is going to grow more, is it's a you know how modern poetry is kind of for poets by poets. There's not a lot of people, you know, that Monday morning come into work and say, "Man, I read this poem last night; just blew me away."
I read that too. Let's talk about it.
But Nashville music, it's a little bit for musicians by musicians, which is it's great to play for your peers. But like in Austin, Texas, there's people that work a job at the bank all day and then go down to the Broken Spoke and dance all night. And we don't have as much of that in Nashville. But in terms of the quality of music, gosh, there's something world-class and amazing going on every night, and different kinds of music. A lot of bluegrass there, too. And in fact, I should say that Tom Utes, who's with us today, wrote the number one bluegrass song this week, Carolina Wind, that Irene Kelly, another friend of ours, took to the top of the charts.
You might know Irene from around here. She's a Latrobe girl, but she lives in Nashville. And Tom Utes has been working with her a lot and wrote the number one song with his friend Mylon Miller. So we're celebrating. We're out on the road celebrating Tom's first number one.
Well, that's fantastic. You know, Latrobe is only about 50 miles away or so. Peter Cooper, Eric Brace, and Tom Utes here with us today. And a real pleasure to have them at the Saturday Log Brigade. I do want to mention the reason they're here is because of Dennis and MJ and the Harmony in the House and Bottle Brush. I can't promote the show because the show's already occurred.
Right. But they've got Irene's playing there at the end of June, for instance.
Yeah.
And Dennis and MJ have become great friends and supporters, and we love playing up there.
Well, and we love working with them. And I will get out and put a link to the rest of their schedule as it currently stands. So
it's a great atmosphere there. It's, you know, it's an art gallery with a record shop upstairs. You can look for Stanley Brothers vinyl and peruse fine art all in and see a great music show all in an evening.
Yeah, that's in Harmony, Pennsylvania. Real convenient to get to. What would y'all like to do next?
Let's do the impossible and tackle a song that Emmylou Harris made classic. Emmylou was at Clyde's restaurant in Georgetown in the D.C. area when she first met and sang with Graham Parsons, who became her musical mentor and kind of her North Star. And after he died way too young, she and a guy named Bill Danoff wrote a song really in remembrance of Graham called Boulder to Birmingham. And so we put that on our CNO Canal album as well. If you're playing at home in the C position, you might want to put your capo at 4 instead of 5, as I just did. Okay. I don't want to hear a love song. I got on this airplane just to fly, and I know there's life below me, but all that it can show me is the prairie and the sky. And I don't want to hear a sad story full of heartbreak and desire. The last time I felt like this, it was in the wilderness, and the canyon was on fire. And I stood on the mountain in the night, and I watched it burn. Watched it burn. I watched it burn. I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see. I could see your face. Well, you really got me this time. And the hardest part is knowing I'll survive. I've come to listen to the sound of the trucks as they move down out on 95. And pretend that it's the ocean. And it's coming down to wash me clean. To wash me clean. And do you know what I mean? I would rock my soul in the bosom of Abraham. I would hold my life in his saving grace. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see, I could see your face. If I thought I could see, I could see your face. I would walk all the way from Boulder to Birmingham if I thought I could see. I could see your face.
Great song there from Peter Cooper and Eric Brace. Tom Utes playing bass. And the next show,
playing guitar.
What am I?
Hidden from you. Sometimes he hits bass notes, though.
You know, you are completely hidden.
He can play the bass.
I thought, yeah, it's funny, because I can't see. All I see is, I should have stood up.
Well, you know, folks on the radio can't see either.
No.
So, well, I mean, they can see, but they can't see us. A lot of them can see.
Many can. I need to turn over here to see Chad Elliott and Chris Mulholland are the next show at Harmony. Oh, no, I'm going backwards, aren't I? I'm looking at Pat. It doesn't look like I know there's more scheduled. I'm going backwards on his schedule, but
Harmony in the House.
We did link to Harmony in the House to their Facebook page, and I'll find my schedule.
Hey, speaking of links, let's tell people where they can find all this music we're talking about.
Red Beat, right?
Records. Yeah, my wife and I started that label 10 years ago, and it's Red Beat, B-E-E-T.
The beat you can eat.
That's right, not the Beatles beat. Redbeatrecords.com, and we're out of East Nashville, and all of our music is on there, and there's links aplenty.
Yes, and that we have linked to.
Oh, thank you.
Including the latest album, CNO Canal, and I like the CNO Canal. It fits into a lot of songs. There's a lot of songs that mention the CNO. I can think of a few.
It's such an evocative place, and anybody who has lived in Washington or lives there now, it's a place you want to go to just kind of forget everything else, especially all the madness that does go on that Peter referred to earlier that has nothing to do with music. CNO Canal looks now like it did 200 years ago.
How would you know?
Well, I was there.
Oh, okay.
I told you I was older than you.
That's okay.
Speaking of old, we should do a song. Peter and Tom have been working with 90-year-old?
90, he's going to turn 91 on May 23rd, I believe.
Wow. Mac Wiseman, a Country Music Hall of Famer who is from Southwest Virginia.
Crimora, Virginia. Yes. Tom and I have been going over to Mac's house, and we've been having him tell stories, and I'll have a laptop, and Tom has his guitar on, and eventually the stories begin to rhyme, and we're going to hopefully put an album out with different folks singing these stories. Put together, there are 10 songs that tell the story of Mack Wiseman's remarkable life, a kind of life that will never be lived again. So this song isn't on record anywhere yet, but if you're listening out there and have any kind of, you know, granting organization, look us
give
up.
Give a call.
Yeah, and if you don't know who Mack Wiseman is, Google
voice with the heart.
Google him and take a look at Mack Wiseman. Just a big-hearted, talented guy. I haven't seen him in years.
And he's just a wonderful guy, and he really has lived the kind of life that nobody'll live again. You know, he talks about having one pair of shoes for the whole year, and how he'd run the cows out into the fall, be barefoot till after the frost, and run the cows out, and then stand where they were laying for warmth for his feet. And he'd say, "Oh, Pete, my feet would be just as red as a gobbler's snout." And it's an incredible life. And this song was written from his perspective now, looking back on that. He's recorded so many albums. He's been recording since 1946, I believe, the longest stretch of active recording of anybody alive on this planet. And this song touches on some of that, and it's called "I Sang the Song." Tom's going to sing it.
I could hear the highway coming long before the road ran through. Dreams are free, but not much else is. What else can a poor boy do? Cali, France, the cliffs of Dover, name a city I've been there. Women laugh and babies cry, sound the same most anywhere. Baptized in the old South River, three times forward I've been blessed. Just another young hillbilly. Who would have thought, who could have guessed? Gordon Lightfoot, A.P. Carter, Mother Mabel, June and John. It ain't bragging if you done it. Name the tune, I sang the song. And now I'm old, no way to hide. I wouldn't care to truth be told. Once a man, twice a child, but I've got a hand to hold. I could hear the highway calling long before the road ran through. Dreams are free, but not much else is. What else can a poor boy do? Dreams are free, but not much else is. What else can a poor boy do?
Oh,
That song makes me want to pull out a bunch of Mac Wiseman records.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
It's,
I thought
he's,
you were going to say make you want to pull out your Martin 0018 and play some hillbilly songs.
I did pull out the schedule. I knew it was there, and I've revised our website. I just want to be sure you know what's going on at Harmony in the House as you listen. Steve Katz from Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the Blues Project is going to be there on May 20th. June 11th, there's a Saturday Springfest that's taking place in Harmony, and Jackie Blunt and BJ Fleming will be there. The Carpenter Ants from West Virginia will be there in July. The Allegheny Drifters, Todd Burge, the Carpenter Ants, and the others also on Saturday. That'll be the 15th and the 16th. Tom Mason in August, the Early Mays in December. I knew they would have the whole year planned. I just had to find the right year. 2014, Ricky, is that what this... Chad told me. We did a show of past live performances, you know, like taking you guys and replaying what you did last week, and because we were on vacation. And Chad told me that I introduced a group as having been with us back in 1915.
There you go. Keep it going for a long time.
Well, I saw that, you know, the date, you know, like 9/20/15 or whatever. Sure. And apparently I said that. And,
excellent.
This is, you know, we're not all young like him.
Let's hope you keep it going another 100 years.
We probably, gosh, we've got about 6 minutes of radio time left, okay, which is one or two songs. It's probably, yeah.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Well, let's do a song that I wrote that's kind of about baseball, but my songs that are about baseball aren't really about baseball. My songs that aren't about baseball probably really are. Ah,
that sounds like a metaphor for something.
Yeah, how about that?
Think about this.
Or an alligator, or what are they? allegory, that's what it is.
It's really a song about disappointment, I guess. It's called Opening Day. It's the saddest song I got about hope.
The odds are on the odds on favorites. They can kill you with a murderer's roll. They got a young phenom calling home to mom, saying, watch, I'm gonna put on a show. They can hit for power, they can steal a base. They got a crafty skipper with a poker face. They're gonna race away with a pennant race. A couple of breaks, we might take fourth place. All's well that ends well, and around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. And the fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. I've been coming since before I remember. I've seen the pictures to prove that it's so. The season's design will knock your heart out of line and lay it on you till you're laying low. I have seen more big names than you could name. I've seen a whole lot of dreams when they pull up lame. Sad September is a crying shame. Won't you take me out to the new ball game? All's well that ends well. Around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. And the fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. You know when it feels like summer in the springtime, like morning in the afternoon. But we're weak up the middle and we're dull at the corners and the dog days that come too soon. Too soon. Thank you.
I guess my mother was my father was the first to teach me that my mother never understood that it is not fair, the deal ain't square, all you can do is just to try and make good. You know the players, they will always change, and mostly the uniforms stay the same. Put your picture in a pretty frame and pass the mustard and share the blame and pass the mustard. All's well that ends well, around here things don't end well. But we're tied for first with the whole summer left to play. And the fall breaks kind for the lucky ones. Winter comes even to the champions. Keep the aftermath and the epitaph. Give me opening day. Give me opening day.